Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Graciously, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, has joined us. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know, you know this. All of a sudden, we have this, because of what happened, sadly, in South Carolina, it's exploded into this, we need to get rid of the Confederate flag. You have Walmart, Sears, eBay, Amazon dropping anything with the Confederate flag on it, from T-shirts to shot glasses to whatever it is, decals. And you also have states now pulling back on the flag, on the Confederate flag. You have a few people defending it. You have Rush Limbaugh saying the American flag is next. You have Mike Huckabee defending South Carolina over the whole flag thing. You have Alan Keyes saying that the flag issue is absurd, blah, 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 and why are we burying the eyesore? What do you make of all this stuff about the Confederate flag?
Well, you know, Kate, what amazes me, I was in office 24 years, and it's not that this issue hasn't come up before, and it's not that somebody hasn't done something horrible and, you know, quoted the Confederate flag or utilized it for racial purposes. But this one somehow, I guess it's timing, has struck a nerve beyond anything I've seen when it comes to the Confederate flag. And, of course, you had the governor coming out, and she was a Republican, and yet Democrats embracing her for it. Now, one thing I do hear all the time is, well, what are you going to do if somebody wears it on a T-shirt if they want to do it? So, you know, you're going to have that argument out there, and you can't really, unless it's made illegal, which it won't be, you know, federally. But I just think people, you know, the horrific nature of this. And but the other thing that is starting to become a debate topic is if you have a statue of someone and they were maybe in the Ku Klux Klan years ago and then weren't after that, what do? Then you can take it to the point Thomas Jefferson had slaves. So, you know, this thing can keep going. But I think the main point is a Confederate flag. One thing I'm hearing, though, Kate, as I do radio across the country and I talk to a lot of political people, both sides of the aisle, the only thing some people that really want to dig into this issue of what this maniac did, the only thing is they are afraid the mainstream media will just keep it alive, going to little cities, that you ban it off the back of a pickup truck,
yeah,
and the whole main issue may be overlooked. So it's great to get rid of the flag. But let's not forget, you know, how do these things happen with this guy that did this? And, you know, are there ways to, you know, deal with it? So that's only one caution. You know, the mainstream media, they may carry this to where, you know, it comes down to bumper stickers on the trucks. So.
Yeah, crazy. That's what I said. It could distract from what happened in South Carolina. So we'll watch. Even NASCAR is saying they're not going to do it, and people who are manufacturing the flag. So this has really, really exploded in a wild direction. It is amazing. How about this? Bobby Jindal says he's going to join the Republican presidential race. We knew that was possible. How many Republicans, there could be a punchline somewhere in this, how many Republicans are going to sign up for I Want to Be President by the time it's all said and done? I mean, we're almost up to 15.
Okay, we're going to make national news. My hat's in the ring.
Yay!
I can beat Ted Cruz. Anyway, I will tell you this. I think our governor, John Kasich of Ohio, Ellen Ratner and I are Ohioans. I think he's edging any time now to throw his hat in the ring. Bobby Jindal, I met him his first day in Congress.
Mm.
He's an interesting guy. I always did say, you know, he's an Asian American and could bring a lot to the ticket. Maybe a VP type of choice at the end of the day. The big debate on this is the issue of debates. You know, everybody, if this keeps going, they're all going to have 1 minute to say, hi, you know, I'm Bobby Jindal running for president. And they'll say, your time's up. That's about where it's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
I think here's the bottom line, though. Jeb Bush is in severe, severe trouble because he is so weak, Jeb Bush is. You're seeing all these people get in there. A lot of people believe, as I'm starting to, Jeb Bush is just not going to finish this ticket. And then it's, you know, fist to cuffs, Katie bar the door, go at it.
Wow.
Once he drops.
Wow. I mean, even, you know, it's interesting because even Donald Trump, they say, I just was reading a poll this morning, that Donald Trump is jumping ahead in New Hampshire. He's in second place behind Jeb Bush. Wow. You and I talked about Trump last week. Mm-hmm. He's going to make noise. He's going to make problems for the Republicans, right?
You and I talked about it because I've had some people that say, oh, you know, his hair and he's an idiot and all these things. and you and I talked about this. This guy could be a player. And the reason why is the fact that, you know, he says, hey, I'm rich. Okay. So what? You know, and he doesn't care what he says, number two. And the other thing is there is such a vacuum in this country that people like Donald Trump and on another extreme, Bernie Sanders, gain a lot of traction because, honestly, people are just fine.
Yeah, no kidding. Absolutely. All right, Bob Ney, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Coming up on America Tonight, Joe Narnaev, the Boston bomber, gets the death sentence. Families reacted as there were victims of the families who died because of that, including, to me, the saddest ever is seeing the 8-year-old boy. It's hard to get his image out of my mind, actually, whenever I think of that incident. Martin Richard, just 8, second grade, Red Sox fan, was there at the parade at the end. I call it the parade when everybody comes through. And he was so excited, and he was in the wrong place, unfortunately. But who knew that a bomb was going to go off? And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about reaction to life in prison versus the death penalty. And the politics end of things, as we were just talking about with Bob Ney there, finishing up here as we kick things off for the hour. The trade bill has been pretty interesting in talking about that and what the repercussions of the trade bill are. But the president got what he wanted. I mean, he got the trade bill. I think ultimately this is going to rear back and bite a few people since the, they sent it to him. And now that that's happened, they clear it. It's fast-tracked. And he'll sign it, and that's it. I mean, the vote was 60-38. Now the Senate is voting on a related bill dealing with assistance, actually, to U.S. workers who find themselves in that awful situation where they lose their jobs because of the free trade pacts. You know, it's interesting. On one hand, you say, oh, imagine the jobs it's going to create, and that's the kind of bill of goods that was really sold to people, but there will be so many that lose their jobs as a result of it. So it passes, goes to the House for that vote on Thursday, and voila. And it's interesting because Nancy Pelosi, the House Democratic top leader, voted against the workers' bill 2 weeks ago as a way to end, torpedo, whatever you want to say, the fast-track bill. Now she's supporting the bill, but assuring that it's going to pass and be signed into law by her buddy the press. So how about that? An embarrassing beat 2 weeks ago, and now the press on track to get his trade agenda approved on Capitol Hill. Stay with us. We're talking about the Boston bomber next.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Lady America tonight, thanks for hanging with us. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Coming up in this hour, we're going to hit the mailbag, in fact, and it's always, or not this hour, next hour we're going to hit the mailbag, and it's always interesting to hear where the focus is. A lot of the focus is on the Confederate flag, and it spreads into some other things as well, and we'll, of course, talk about what's going on with the American flag at the tail end of this hour. We can count. It's all about the numbers, baby. Follow the numbers in every way, shape, and form in our life. It is really, honestly, about numbers. The numbers of hours in between, the drama, what happened to the survivors of the horrific bomb at the Boston Marathon in April of 2013. There were a lot of people on hand to address Jokar Tsarnaev, who apologized and said he is guilty. The judge, George O'Toole, told Tsarnaev he had embraced a cruel god and heeded the jihadist siren song and engaged in monstrous self-deception to carry out the bombings. I thought that was brilliant the way he put that. He quoted works by Shakespeare and Verdi as he formally imposed the death sentence. That was a decision, of course, made by a federal jury. And he said, "Whenever your name is mentioned, what will be remembered is the evil you have done. No one will remember your teachers were fond of you. No one will remember that your friends found you funny and fun to be with. No one will say you were a talented athlete or that you displayed compassion in being a best buddy or that you showed more respect to your women friends than your male peers did. What will be remembered is that you murdered and maimed innocent people, that you did it willfully and intentionally. You did it on purpose." This was wild what the judge went on to say. He recalled Verdi's opera Othello and the evil character Iago, who tried to justify his malice by saying he believed in a cruel god, and he compared it to that. He said, "That is not, it cannot be the god of Islam. Anyone who is led to believe otherwise has been maliciously and willfully deceived. How about that? So, after the sentencing, the U.S. attorney, Carmen Ortiz, said she was more struck by what Tsarnaev didn't say, particularly his failure to denounce terrorism and Islamic extremism. So, what did the survivor say? I thought this was one thing that was interesting, talking about the 8-year-old boy that was killed. His parents did not want him to get the death penalty. Bill Richard, the father of Martin Richard, said Tsarnaev could have changed his mind that April morning and walked away with a minimal sense of humanity, but he didn't. He said he chose to do nothing to prevent all of this from happening. He chose hate. He chose destruction. He chose death. This is on him. We choose love. We choose kindness. We choose peace. And he went on to say that he pushed prosecutors to drop the death penalty as a punishment option because of, really, the anguish. I didn't look at it this way. The anguish it's going to cause them to go through during that lengthy appeals process. So Bill Richard said that his family would have really preferred that he spent the rest of his life contemplating what he did. And now that his time will probably be shortened by the death sentence. And I thought this was interesting. He said, until the day he's come to recognize what he's done, there can be no reconciliation. Another survivor, Jean Marie Parker, said, my only hope is that you own this grief for the rest of your life. Amputee Deborah Ferrick said, standing behind kids, couldn't possibly have had a soul to do such a thing. Blaming his brother, what a cowardly defense. So this is it. He gets the death penalty. He gets the death penalty. A Catholic nun, Sister Helen, who is pretty renowned for her work with death row inmates, testified for the defense that Tsarnaev seemed genuinely sorry. She said he told her during one of several visits that the bombing victims didn't deserve to suffer. He said it emphatically, she told the jurors, quoting Tsarnaev as saying nobody deserves to suffer like they did, but it didn't work. Sister Helen did not change what happened in the end. In the end, he gets the death penalty. So the U.S. Marshals Service gets custody of Tsarnaev until his appeals are exhausted. That's what happens. He's been under pretty tight restrictions that, of course, are reserved for terrorists. Solitary confinement, no contact with other inmates, that kind of stuff. Most prisoners subjected to those kind of restrictions serve their time at the Supermax prison. You all know that in Colorado. But the federal government's death row is at a prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. The judge ordered him executed under the laws of Indiana. So how about that? I mean, this is going to take years, of course, and the appeals and everything else. But, maybe a decade or more is what we're looking at. So the question becomes, Bill Richard said it would have been better if he had been in there for life, because then he would have suffered more instead of the other way around. What do you think? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Is he right? Perhaps would it have been better the other way around? Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
All right. You know, I think it's a shame that we had such a beautiful reaction as a country the first day when, you know, multiracial crowds all over the country got together and mourned the terrible thing that happened in South Carolina. But it seems that there's a lot more money to be made by raising racial tensions than by raising, you know, the Christian spirit of everyone coming together. And now,
right,
you know, everybody's just trying to make a big, terrible deal out of this instead of trying to make it a beautiful thing.
Right.
You know, I remember the movie they made by about Nelson Mandela when he had the people wanted him to change the flag or change the name of the rugby team they had over there.
Yes.
And he went against what everybody, what all his black, you know, fellow veterans of all the wars against the whites wanted him to do. And they said, no, don't do that, you know. And he didn't. And he could have been a much meaner person.
Of course he could have.
But he didn't. And, you know, I would have liked to seen, President Obama say, you know, something like, sure, this makes, the white, brothers and sisters of this country look bad, but there's things that make blacks look bad too, you know. There's the thousands of rapes of white women by black men, but there's never, hardly ever, a rape of a black woman by the white man. You know, should we then get rid of Martin Luther King Day, or should we get rid of Black History Month because of that? You know, you could say, yeah, you know, 13% of the population causes 40% of the crime. Should we get, you know, should we, you know, judge them all because of that? And it's a shame because we could have made this, we could have worked on the positive, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there working on the negative. And it's turned a possible good thing into more and more of a bad thing because they keep on harping, okay, we're going to get rid of the Confederate flag, and then we also got to get rid of this monument and that monument and this monument, you see? And,
right.
And you know, you're not going to help anything like that. And that's what I wanted to comment on.
No, I agree. I agree that, especially with the monuments more than anything, because now the flag thing, everybody's just bailing on the flag thing. But now we're going to the monument point for these small towns that have some general statue up. Or, I mean, you know, come on. It's like somebody said to me, Tomas, and I said this the other day on the air. So think about the slave owners, two of them on two presidents on Mount Rushmore. Do we have to remove them from Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, you know, they don't want to work on the positive.
Right.
It's like they think they can punish everybody by doing this. And, you know, it's gonna come back to the what people have always said. Hey, you know what? I'm a slave owner. I didn't shoot anybody. Don't blame me.
Exactly. Tomas, thank you so much. Hang with us on the flip side. We're going to lighten the load a little bit. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757. Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Like that tunage. So, this is the time when we do that dumb thing. We really need some levity, don't we? Heavy stuff with Joe Carson Ardaev, who I personally think he got what he deserved. But deserved, maybe that's weak, because look at what, you know, Martin Richards' father said, hey, we'd rather he serve it out. And then there's the thought that, does he die as a martyr in the eyes of Al-Qaeda or others, terrorists who are watching what happened in Boston and celebrating sickly, you know, 2 years ago, and that's what they do. So from that point of view, also, I suppose that would ring true, looking at it through those eyes. So anyway, let's fast forward to one of my favorite segs we do, and yours too, because more and more people are throwing some pretty good stuff at me. Time for dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, violator.
Wait.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
All right. right. You gotta love that. So, this one from Christopher, who says, "Hello, Kate. I have silently waited to hear what so many other people have said about the dumb things that they have done. But I don't know that anyone can top my dumb thing. My dumb thing is this. I got a little bit lazy and I was mowing the lawn and, you know, of course I didn't pick up sticks and the things that you're not supposed to drive over because they could come back in your face, and I didn't wear protective glasses, and I had a stick pop up and smash me right in the eye, almost stuck right in my eyeball, had to be rushed to emergency room, went through all kinds of heavy drama because of this eye thing. I felt like that kid in one of the Soprano episodes and like a big dummy. So that counts as a dumb thing. I know it's a little bit more on the heavier side, but hey, I survived. And I learned a lesson. Immediately, I ran out to Home Depot and got about 5 pair of safety glasses and strategically placed them all over the place. So from now on, when I mow the lawn, I don't look like such a dummy anymore. Because if something is to fly up and hit me in the face, at least I have the glasses to protect me, or so I think. Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because I feel like a fishwife. I nag. I'm not a nagger, but the one thing I nag my husband about, guys, is that. And the reason I do is because when I was growing up, somebody that lived in my neighborhood got hurt really badly because they didn't have anything on their face. Oh, no big deal. You're just mowing. You just mow, and you're not. And they had like flip flops on, and it was not good. And I remember, because I was a little kid, so I remember it was like the scary story. You know, the scary story that probably is even exaggerated and more scary. So I always think, oh no, you gotta pick up sticks and you have to put something on your face because you can't risk that. So yeah, so the fishwife thing is, I always nag him about, look, you got glasses, you gotta put these protective things on. It's silly, because why would you risk that? All right, how about this one from Mark? Mark says, Kate, I laugh so hard when I hear some of these dumb things. I love these guys and their rings and what they do and these proposals. You had a couple of guys maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago where you talked about that, and I thought that was pretty funny. My dumb thing, it turned out to be just a sticky mess. You know how you get kind of tangled up in your day and your head, and there's so much going on, you have almost too much going on, and I'm that kind of guy. I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm juggling things happily. But when I don't put them in my phone or don't write them down and I forget things, it gets, you know, you get a little crazed. So I was on my way to the market to get ice cream for my kids. I got a whole bunch of other things, too. I brought the bags in, and I was on a telephone call, and then I was texting somebody, and I accidentally left the 2 gallons of ice cream on my back seat of my car, and it was so hot. Because I live in Vegas, it melted probably within 10 minutes. I had a sticky, sticky seat, back seat, to say the least. It was kind of a chocolate flood with a little vanilla mixed in. What a hassle, although now I can laugh at it. The kids thought it was hilarious. I took one of them with me to the car wash where we had to scrub and scrub. It was a do-it-yourselfer. It was at night. We had to scrub and scrub the back seat, and I think I eventually got that out. I don't know. It always still smells like chocolate to me. Ooh, melted ice cream. Not remembering the groceries. that's bad. And especially the ice cream, I'm surprised the kids didn't get hysterical, but if you were on the phone and they weren't paying attention by the time you came back, I can see that too as well. Wow. How about this one from Larry, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. Dumb things. Oh, where do I begin? Let me see. I have a fax file of them, if you know what I mean." I shouldn't say fax file. I guess that's old-fashioned. I have a thumb drive. I like how he says that. I have a thumb drive full of dumb things. So here's one thing I'll tell you that I did that I can't believe I did. I live kind of on a hill. So usually, you know, I park in the garage, no big deal. My wife parks in the garage. But I was in a hurry. Boy, there seems to be a theme here. I was in a hurry. and I was parking, and you know, you put your parking brake on and all that. I didn't put the parking brake on. I don't know. I didn't have it in the right gear, if you know what I'm saying. And my car accidentally bumped against my neighbor's. Oh, my neighbor was hysterical. It turned out it just kind of smashed the bumper a little bit. And then we had a huge fight about how much it was going to cost, where they were going to take it. And needless to say, we're not friends any longer. Ooh, that's like a sad, dumb thing. You know what, though? The thing with, I bet there's a lot of people out there that have car, weird car things where something does happen. What do you do if you back out and you hit your neighbor's car? What if you brush, they're parked out front and you brush against the car or something happens? And then, of course, you have to take care of it. And how do they handle it and you handle it? I've heard a lot of these kinds of stories. I've heard a lot of those stories where somebody has an accidental thing that happens, and a lot of times it's backing into them, backing into a car, not being on a hill and hitting back into them, but hitting them somehow. You know, backing into them seems to be the biggest thing. Okay, we move on to this from Ryan. Ryan's dilemma goes like this. Dumb things. Oh, wow. Dumb things. I think the dumbest thing I ever did, I heard you talk about your thing with the pizza and the ants, and it made me laugh so hard because I had a similar thing. I left out a whole bunch of food. It was chips and dip, and there was some hamburgers and some other things. We had a few beers, if you know what I'm saying, went in to watch the game, left some food outside, and by the time we came out in the morning, it was a nightmare. It looked like all kinds of animals had been there. Let's just say they left their waste behind, and they tore into not just the food, but tore into the cushions and some other things that were outside. And that is sort of my pride, my baby, the way the outside looks. So it was really upsetting. Wow, I wonder what... Here I'm thinking, what animals are we talking about? If I did that in my backyard, I have like a squirrel village annoying. They would definitely probably hit it up. I'm thinking, what did he have? Possums, maybe? But tearing up squirrels can do that. Squirrels can tear up the cushions and stuff. So maybe it was squirrels and possums. Who knows? Maybe it was birds. And they were trying to get more food, so they were sort of pecking at it. Oh, that's brutal. That's why you can't do that. And then there was no ant thing. It didn't sound like the ants would be the worst. Ants could be all over that stuff. Are you kidding me? All right, let's squeeze in quickly one more. This one from Andy. Hi, Kate. Dumb things. Pretty funny stuff, lady. My dumb thing is that I left my car door open, and I had a bunch of packages in the back, packages that were unopened, thinking that, naively, I live in a safe world, the packages were stolen out of the back of my car. They also took my lousy umbrella and my scraper, but it kind of freaked me out thinking, wow, somebody went into my car, stole the packages, I can't believe it. So I was sad that somebody would do that. Yeah, gotta lock the car. I mean, there's probably exceptions. Probably some of you where you're listening to me or live in a place maybe where you still can leave your doors open. Maybe you do leave your doors open and you're not worried about some nefarious thing happening because it's just that darn safe wherever you are. But more and more, it's not a paranoid thing. It's just a precautionary thing. It's just a safety deal. That especially if you leave something in your car. If you leave something in your car, someone can walk by and they can look in the window and see, oh, packages that are unopened, whatever kind of packages, brown packages or whatever. Yeah, absolutely. It's too tempting for the right kind of wrong person. Dumb things, you guys all rock. Thanks so much. Send me yours, americatonight.net.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Of We Can Count. It is all about the numbers, after all. We say that again and again and again. Follow the numbers in many different ways, and you'll find the answers to some interesting questions. A lot of people embracing this Pope. The Pope is coming to the United States in September. He's going to Washington. He's going to New York. He's going to Philadelphia. And Pope Francis is... I mean, lots of people that aren't even Catholic like Pope Francis. He's jumped into some controversial issues. But one thing that he's not changing course on is the traditional line on birth control, divorce, and remarriage. There is a 78-page Vatican document written in Italian. It was released just a day or two ago. And the positions that they take on family and all that kind of stuff is the same. So the whole birth control deal, same. Gay marriage, same. Divorce, same. That has not changed. That has not changed. 78 pages, same thing. Same thing that the church has been saying for a long time. So a lot of the advocates for this Pope aren't going to necessarily be pleased with Pope Francis, because there hasn't been any movement on some things that, politically speaking, and ideology-wise has been a huge game changer across the United States and across the world. They're not acknowledging any of that and saying, nope, 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 nope. How about this? Homegrown fanatics cause most of the U.S. terror deaths since 9/11. The New York Times just did a story, a huge story on this, and they had statistical information from a place in Washington, D.C., that had crunched all these numbers. And the numbers showed exactly that since Al-Qaeda's attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, non-Muslim extremists have launched 19 attacks, killing 48 people. 7 attacks by self-proclaimed jihadists have claimed the lives of 26 people. And the information, by the way, comes from the Washington Research Center in New America. And the results of a study by the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security and Police Executive Research Forum that's coming out this week found that even if the general public fears a greater threat for Muslim extremists, law enforcement doesn't. They're not worried about that. They did a survey, and this is interesting, of 382 cops and sheriff's departments to rank the 3 biggest threats from violent extremism where they are. 74% listed anti-government violence compared with 39% who went with Al-Qaeda-inspired violence. So how about that? It is the lone wolves. It is the crazy radicalized in their own way for whatever reason peeps. It's not Muslim extremists. And of course, as I say on the show, one thing you have to give credit to is our intelligence people. As much as we can dog them for things that have happened, you can't dog some of the best for what they're doing because they have stopped some of these plots. That's not talked about quite as much. Here's another interesting story with numbers. You know, we watch China from afar and their, I'll call it their influence or their land grab, maybe, is a good way to say that. The currency, what's happening with currency, what's happening with so much else that China is doing. And so China is going to add it to its assets and it's what it's doing in space, in the sea, and in polar regions to its pending national security law. That's what they're saying. So they're drafting legislation. There's this newly established National Security Commission, and it covers a bunch of areas. So politics, culture, the military, economy, you get it, technology, environment, blah, blah, blah. And there's a group of about 200 members that are led by the, of course, ruling Communist Party, and they're working on adopting, you know, they're doing these readings and adopting this legislation because they say it's so broad and vague. But China is saying that they've got some real interests and security challenges and all that kind of stuff. So they're looking at other frontiers because they think it'll strengthen the security of what they're doing by having that in there. I mean, so how are they going to control that, I wonder? The space program, peaceful purposes. You know, the U.S. Department of Defense has highlighted the China's increasing space capabilities, saying it's pursuing aims to keep adversaries from using space-based assets during a crisis, which is true. So there has to be concern over that. For Antarctic and Arctic areas, they'd be looking at energy interests. We know that. So this is something to keep an eye on with the influence China is wielding, including what they have militarily, which has grown by leaps and bounds. You know, this is that the whole thing, the art of war, keeping your enemies close, etc. Yeah, something to watch. This is a big thing, a very, very big thing, I would say, after all that we've been through with the whole Boston bombing, the Boston Marathon bomber, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, facing his victims as he's sentenced to death. And there's about 20 victims on hand for, you know, for that to be able to say something, to watch that. There's people who lost people who lost limbs. I mean, it was, of course, unbelievable. I mean, even statements read. Because, how his fate played out, remember, of just three of 74 people have been sentenced to death in the United States for federal crimes. Did you know that? Since 1998, they've been executed. So only three of 74. And all the people that their lives were shattered. The little, I just always think of the little boy who died, Martin Richard, and I think, ugh, for his family, just how awful that is. And Christy Campbell and Lynn Liu, and also Sean Collier, who was the police officer at MIT. And boy, oh boy. And it's hard to believe that that happened in April of 2013. So 2 years later, sentenced to death, facing the victims' families and facing the people, the victims of the crime, who lost legs, arms, all that kind of stuff. A handful of them also listening to his official sentencing. So how about that? We have this story from France. And we have Francois Hollande reacting. France summoned the U.S. ambassador on Wednesday and said that it is unacceptable what is going on with the whole spying thing. That spying on other presidents, spying on other countries simply cannot be tolerated. It's interesting because this kind of leaked out. The president's office said that diplomatic sources are showing, this is the reason why the U.S. Ambassador Jane Hartley had been called to meet the French foreign minister. The documents that were labeled top secret and had revealed spying on, Nicolas Sarkozy and Chirac before him and Hollande from 2006 to 2012 were published by WikiLeaks. So that leak happens after the president approved legislation ending the bulk telephone data dragnet, you know, that we've been talking about. And so I guess figuring, okay, we're burying all this. But President Hollande said, we will not target the communications of, we're not doing that with others. And, you know, it's unacceptable. So Hollande's office harkened back to 2013 when they promised, the U.S. promised not to spy on French leaders following what had happened with the NSA revelation that the wiretap was on the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And remember, this all goes back to Ed Snowden. But now, of course, it's fresh info, and the dumping of fresh information has infuriated Hollande because all these revelations, they don't like it. So that's why they're calling to task our ambassador to ask. You know, The Guardian reported, remember, when Snowden revealed the mass U.S. surveillance activities, The Guardian reported that the NSA had listened in on the phone calls of 35 world leaders. So, of course, it's going to include France. While it's not known if Hollande's phone was bugged, they believe that they were being eavesdropped on when he came to the United States. So there you have it. Another edition of We Can Count in the Books. Stay with us. Much more to come on America Tonight.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.